My name is Jen Bell, and I served in the United States Navy for just under a decade. My first duty station was aboard the USS John F. Kennedy, CV-67. We were the last conventional aircraft carrier, which meant that we got to go to all the really cool ports. 2 days after I arrived in Mayport, Florida, where she was parked, we left for Ireland. I couldn't believe that here I was, 18 years old and in the streets of Dublin. A few days after that, I was in a bar in London. It was incredible. We hit over 17 different countries, and I served in 2 6-month deployments. Some of my favorite memories include the beaches of Greece and Spain. I was one of about 500 women aboard the USS Kennedy, with about 3,500 men. The odds were in my favor. However, I shortly realized it was the ladies that got my attention. Of course, we had to be very discreet about that. There were a whole slew of us gay people, and we found ways to be free even during the don't ask, don't tell policy, which we were very thankful for at the time, comparing to the witch hunts that were occurring prior to that. Renovating a boy's home in Nice, France with a bunch of friends, and then pretending to be vegetarian when they fed us raw red meat. There's no way I could pull that off. Riding horses in Israel, I love that because horses come naturally to me. Getting into trouble and being restricted and never actually getting to see Slovenia. I heard it was beautiful. General quarters over a 24-hour period while driving through the Suez Canal. We couldn't drink water for 24 hours. General quarters in the Persian Gulf with what we thought were missiles inbound. It turns out the CO wanted to teach us a lesson because we weren't taking the deployment seriously. It worked. I made a lifetime of friends who I still talk to on a daily basis. I'll never forget the call I received on September 11th from my friend Jen Sheets, who woke up before I did and heard the news. I was the anti-terrorism training officer at my new duty station, and I rushed to get there as we went into lockdown. It was a feeling I'll never forget. My time in the Navy was so full of moments and experiences, and a great deal of them shaped who I am today. I would not trade it for the world, and I'm very proud of my service.